You are now listening to another episode of Words for the Wise, and I'm your host, Deshaun Williams. I hope that everyone is doing well today. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Words for the Wise. I'm your host, Deshaun Williams, and today I have guest host, Miss Harley Ballantyne on. We're going to be talking about being a parent. So, how are you doing today?
I am awesome and amazing. How are you, sir?
If I was doing any better, I'd need two of me. Can't complain. So, if you don't mind, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
I am 27. I am a single mother. I have three beautiful babies. Two girls and a little boy. I have two businesses. Like I said, I stay at home with my kids, so it's super convenient to run my businesses from home.
Awesome. It's quite funny because, you know, we're in the same business. And if you remember an episode that I did with Miss Takiya Noble, she's like our mentor in the business.
Queen B.
So, it's awesome that we can have so many people from the same business on to talk about different stuff. So, I'm going to go ahead and introduce the topic. As I said earlier, it's going to be on being a parent. So, my first question is, how does it feel when you first realize that you're going to be a parent?
It took me a little while for me to get excited about it because at first I was very, very nervous. Like, what am I going to do with myself now? Like, I was 20. I was 21 whenever I had my daughter. But, yeah, that was the last thing I was expecting was to have a baby. So, she was definitely a plot twist.
So, could I say that you, is it safe to say that you had a few fears of becoming a mother?
Oh, yes, of course, yes. I started doing all types of research. I was one of those moms that researched everything because I felt like I needed to prepare myself to be a parent because I had no idea what I was doing. And, like, I mean, it might sound bad, but I didn't want kids, you know, like, I wasn't the type, like, oh, I'm going to be a mom and I can't wait to get married. And, like, I had a whole other idea of what life was about to be, you know, so.
Right.
But I wouldn't trade them for the world.
It's actually funny because you said that you don't, like, you never saw yourself being the type of person to have kids. And me right now, people be like, so how many kids you want? Honestly, none. But at the most, one. So.
Right. You never know what kind of plot twist you're going to have to change your mind.
Right. So, as a parent, would you say that you are your kid's biggest role model?
Oh, yeah, of course. I feel like any parent is their kid's hero. Like, whether we believe it or not or realize it or not or whatever, they look up to us, watch everything that we do, repeat the things that we say, and, you know, everything.
It's like monkey see, monkey do.
Yes, of course.
Type thing. Which I know there's a lot of parents out there that are like, my actions won't affect what my kids do. How do you feel about that?
I think that they are absolutely wrong because they are always watching. Even whenever you feel like they're not, they're watching you. Like, we have to lead by example because this is the future generation that we're raising now. These are they're going to be, you know, controlling and ruling the world. They're our leaders. They're going to have to take care of us. And I want my kids to be able to, you know, be impactful in this world and not the opposite.
True. I also know that there's a lot of parents around now that want to make sure that for their sons that they aren't dependent on a female and that their daughters aren't dependent on a male. Are you trying to teach your kids the same thing?
Yeah, of course. My dad raised me the same way, to be independent, because, I mean, regardless if you have somebody in your life that can help you with everything and somebody that, you know, meets you halfway, no matter if it's your kids, your bills, your, you know, any aspect of your life, you still need to be able to have that for yourself, to be able to know that you've got yourself, because you never know what's going to happen.
Right. So being a mom, especially with the year that 2020 has been, has it brought on any changes or any new challenges, to say?
I would say the biggest challenge for us was really just having my oldest at home because of the COVID, you know, and everybody being quarantined and then being out of school. Having to have them learning at home was definitely an adjustment that we all had to, you know, adapt to. But other than that, not really. I mean, for a while we couldn't really do anything like out and about and stuff like that, but that, I don't know. I'm the crafty mom, and I'm the mom that comes up with all the weird games and stuff to play, and they're always out in the yard, and, you know, with it being so hot down here, they were always swimming, always in the sprinkler. Like, we just came up with fun stuff to do.
Hey, in the South, you gotta find stuff to do, especially when you stay out in the country.
Oh, yeah.
And also, some people think that parenting is easy. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. No, not at all. Like, I'm not even gonna lie to you, I had no idea. I never once thought that, like, being a parent was gonna be easy, but I did not expect it to be as challenging as it sometimes is. Especially having three of them, it gets to be a lot sometimes, but it's always worth it.
And I may backtrack on the question, but what would you say is the most challenging part of being a parent?
Honestly, having multiples, I think, is just their different personalities, their different love languages, their different skill sets, their different, you know, their minds work differently, just like me and you. And to be able to adjust to talk to one of them in a certain way that she understands, like my oldest is almost 7, it's totally different than trying to talk to my 18-month-old, you know?
Yeah.
And then as they grow older, even whenever they can, like, fully understand what I'm saying to them, they still have different skills. They still, like, my son is super shy, so it's harder to get him to adjust to new situations. And my daughter sometimes lacks confidence to do new things. So things like that, and then having all of them on different levels is probably the hardest part for me.
And everybody wants something for their kids. So is there anything that you want for yours?
I just want my kids to be great people and to know, you know, that they can accomplish anything that they put their mind to. Like, their potential is limitless, and I want them to have the confidence to take over whenever they get a chance to and be the leaders that our future needs.
And I also know that parents want to leave something behind for. Some parents want to leave something behind, some parents can't. So where do you stand on that?
Well, I mean, obviously material things, like most people are going to have material things to leave behind for them, but especially being involved in this business and being able to leave my kids a legacy and a residual income that lasts way beyond me. Like, if I assign my son the beneficiary, he is going to have a beneficiary to get my check decades after I'm gone. Like, the legacy is definitely the biggest thing that I am for sure going to leave my babies.
That's awesome. So, the last thing, is there anything that you would like to say to the new parents or soon-to-be parents?
Brace yourselves, because it is going to be a wild ride, but it's worth it. It's always worth it. Sometimes it gets hard. Just stay positive. Stay focused on that little heartbeat that loves you to death, and you got this.
Awesome, awesome. So, once again, I want to thank you for being on the podcast today. That's going to conclude today's episode. Once again, I'm your host, Deshaun Williams, and that was Miss Harley Ballantyne. And this isn't goodbye, but this is until next time. Y'all have a good rest of the week.